Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I've got the answer already, but I want to know if you know it. I'm not going to let you have it. I'm not going to let you hold it. I'm going to show it to you. What is this? What kind of knife? A pocket knife. Well, when I was your age, it wasn't a pocket knife. It hasn't changed. The name has changed. It was called a jackknife. I'll bet you your grandpa and your dad, does everything. Well, the old-time jackknives only did one thing. They cut things, even your fingers. That's why I'm not going to let you use this one. It's sharp. It is sharp. Do you know that a sharp knife doesn't hurt as much when it cuts you as a dull knife? It's right. Now, our story today is about a young man that went in the Army. He was about my age, but he went in the Army a little before I did. And when he went in, they gave everybody a gun to shoot people. And he said, I am not going to hurt people. I can't take a gun. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, no, I can't, he said. My conscience won't let me. I'll be a medical aid man. And he went to school and learned how to stop bleeding and just help people in an emergency. And here's what happened to him. He picked up a magazine or a book, and he looked in it, and it said, tracheotomy. Oh, that's a big word. And he started reading it. And they said, if somebody gets stuck in their throat, you know what to do. You press them in the stomach and jerk them, and they'll cough it out. Sometimes that doesn't work. So what do you think they do? Now, he knows. He knows exactly how to do it. He has a sharp knife in his office, and he can move the blood vessel over and make a little hole there, and you can breathe. Well, when Dwayne went to the front line with his officer, the officer said, you're a chicken for not carrying a gun. How are you going to defend yourself? He said, I'm not a chicken. I don't need defending. He said, you're going to go to the front line without a gun? He said, yep, I'll go anywhere you go. I'll not carry a gun. So the officer said, come with me. We're going to the front where they're shooting people. And they ran up a hill and found, do you know what a foxhole is? It's a depression in the ground that you can crawl into, and then the bullets and things will go over the top of you. And in that foxhole, they found a man that was turning blue already. Something had hit his neck, and he was lost all his breath. And he struggled and struggled, and Dwayne tried to get it out of him, and he couldn't. Then he remembered what he read. How to move this throat exactly in the right place. And he got out a jackknife that was razor sharp. And he cut a hole in the man's neck. Oh, he took a breath, not through his mouth like I did, but through that hole in his neck. And his color came back. And Dwayne said, now, we've got to keep it open. And he grabbed a fountain pen. And with that tube of the fountain pen, he made a little pipe, and he stuck it in there. And he said, now, we've got to get this man back to the field hospital, which is at the bottom of the hill, or he'll die. I'm sure he's bleeding badly. They put him on. What do you think they carried him on? Nope. They stopped a tank, one of those big caterpillar-like things, and they told the driver of the tank, they said, we're putting a man on here, rush him back to the hospital, and then come back up here. So they set him on it, rushed him to the hospital, and when he got to the hospital, the doctors looked at him and saw what was wrong. They took the stuff out of his throat that kept him from bleeding, and that doctor said, who in the world put this in? Perfect, perfect job. Nobody could have done it better. And to think of putting that little pen, fountain pen tube, you know how you can take a fountain pen apart and blow through it? He started breathing through it. So the doctor said, who did it? Dwayne, where's Dwayne? Is he a doctor? No, he's up on the front line taking care of people. The surgeon that took care of him a few days later had not much to do. Things quieted down. He went up and looked for Dwayne and found him. He said, "Dwayne, how did you know to do that?" He said, "I think the Lord guided me into learning how to do that, to save lives, not take lives." Now, I'm going to tell you something, and listen carefully. Dwayne is living today. I talked to him last week. He couldn't talk back to me. He just couldn't do it. His throat is bad. He's laying in bed, and he lives here in Sutherland. His name is Dwayne Kinman, and his wife is here in church. Do you know Mrs. Kinman? You look her up and say, "You tell your husband, thank you for being such a kind man."